post for Hell was delivered to a P.O. box in Croydon. A goblin collected it on Thursdays. When his author's copies arrived, Nick ripped open the cardboard box, held the books up for inspection. The covers were nice and shiny and, making sure the door was closed, he couldn't help but stroke his cheeks with them. When his cheeks had been given as much stroking as they could take, he at last put all 5 copies onto the shelf. Nick didn't own many books, his job didn't allow much time for reading, but he had a Bible, it was good to see what the opposition were up to. Besides this massive tome, his paperback volumes looked dwarfed and pathetic, but then he remembered that the Bible was a whole compendium of books, really. He opened it up, measured all the 50 chapters of Genesis between thumb and forefinger, and with satisfaction noted that of the 2 debut novels, his beat God's on word count hands down, and that made him feel much better. Inspecting the new crop of dead souls for punishment had always been a fairly tedious part of the job, all that pleading, all those tears, but he fairly whistled with good humour as he did the rounds nowadays. He only had to think of those books in his office, and the way those fresh pages smelt so good, and he was happy. "Hello, hello," he called up to Mr. Jones cheerily, "what are we in for then?" and looked at his chart. Then, good God, he swore, "get him down from there." And Mr. Jones was unwinched from the chain suspending him over a cauldron of oil. "It says here," said Nick, trying to sound as nonchalant as possible, "that you've been reading A Love Among the Lobelias. Tell me, just curious, what did you make of it?" 15 minutes before, Mr. Jones had been speeding down a motorway with his ear being licked by a girl who bore not even a passing similarity to Mrs. Jones. Even had he been alive, his mind was not in the best frame for a literary discussion. But Nick waited patiently as the corpse got his thoughts in order. "It was all right," Jones said at last.
Oh, good," said Nick. "That's good. So you liked it. That's good. You know," he added shyly, "I wrote that."
"Did you?"
"Yes. What did you think of the characters? Did you find them engaging, warm, likeable? Who was your favourite?"
"I don't know. What was the bloke's name?"
"Tom."
Yeah, Tom. He's my favourite.
Not Susan. You didn't like Susan."
"Susan was good too," said Mr. Jones.
"Okay," said Nick, "okay. Any other favourite bits?"
"Not really."
"Okay, but you really liked it. That's great. It's so nice to meet a fan."
And Nick gave him a smile and had him strung up for disemboweling. The demons soon realised that their boss liked to have his readers pointed out to him. "It's selling better than I'd hoped," he said one particularly gratifying day when there were no less than 4 of them rotating on a wheel of spikes.